ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Today we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 14, entitled Lord Krishna Explains the Yoga System, text number 28. Wow, the fat person there. It looks like a bumblebee or a snowman. Alright, cool. Snowman in middle of summer or middle of spring. I think so, a couple of years ago or last year, it started snowing in December, if I'm not mistaken. Tasmarasarabhidhyanam yata svapna manoratam itva mayi samadhatsva mano madbhava bhavitam tasmat therefore asat. What's the meaning of asat?
Temporary.
Yeah, very good. Material. Currently this is the same thing. It's good. Abhidhyanam, processes of elevation which absorbs one's attention. Yata, just as. Swapna, what does swapna mean?
Dream.
Dream, yeah, very good. In a dream.
In a dream.
Manaratam. What does that mean? Mana. Ratam. Yeah, it can be translated like that, yeah. Mental concoction. Hitva. Giving up. Mayi. In me. Samadhasva. Samadhi means fully absorbed. So samadhasva here means completely absorbed. Mana. The mind. Madbhava. What does that mean? Pardon me? Gotta speak loudly and clearly. Good try, very good. Anyone would like to try? Yeah, what does madbhava mean? Madgati? Yes, very good. You know the famous verse in Bhagavad Gita, man mana bhava madbhakta. So man means, so here madbhava actually means by consciousness of me. Bhavitam, purify. Some wonderful key words are mentioned here. That's why I'm just trying to emphasize the meaning of it. Okay, translation and purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Therefore, one should reject all material possession of elevation, which are like the mental concoctions, mental creations of a dream, and should completely absorb one's mind in me, By constantly thinking of me, one becomes purified. Please repeat after me. Therefore, one should reject all material possession of elevation. Which are like the mental creation of a dream. And should completely absorb one's mind in me. By constantly thinking of me, one becomes purified. Purport. It's a small purport. The word bhavitam means caused to be, or purified as mentioned. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, material existence is an unstable platform subject to the constant disturbances of creation and annihilation. One who absorbs his consciousness in Krishna, however, attains to Krishna's nature and is therefore described as Madbhava Bhavitam, or one situated in real existence because of Krishna consciousness. The Lord here concludes his analysis of different processes of human perfection. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stavitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Svam Pridantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Itam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsa Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deven Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavari Pastachade Sitarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhupayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Therefore, one should reject all material possessions of elevations, which are like the mental creation of a dream. One should completely absorb one's mind in me. By constantly thinking of me, one becomes purified. Okay. Yes, I'll have to ask a few questions before I talk, if you don't mind. So who is, just out of curiosity, who is speaking this verse? Or Krishna? Who is he speaking it to? Uddhava. What is the topic Krishna is presenting in this chapter? Lord Krishna explains the yoga system. Very good. Very nice. Okay, now the question is more towards the verse. But you know how here in the beginning of the translation, Krishna starts with therefore. Why would Krishna start in this verse, therefore? Can you speak a little louder, or is that confusing, Mike?
Because Everyone can hear. Very good. Yeah, very nice.
Very nice. So Krishna is making a statement here. He's saying one should reject all material possession of elevation. And he compares all the material possession as a mental creation of a dream. That's how he makes this comparison. And how does he say to give up all material possession? So Krishna gives his conclusive point in this particular verse. He says, as mentioned here, by constantly thinking of Krishna, by this process of thinking of Krishna is so powerful that one gets purified. So this is the statement Krishna is presenting here. This verse is such a wonderful verse. It's applicable to not only devotees. This verse actually even is presentable to non-devotees, the atheist, for example, or even the Mayavadis. So this verse is applicable for the society in general. Why is it? Because the non-devotees or the atheists, they think that the material creation is all in all. That their life is but for full satisfaction, to gratify the senses. That their desires should be meant for acquiring big mansions, buildings, and cars like Ferrari and the latest models. They think that education means to acquire high distinction in the best kind of university like Harvard, Cambridge, and so forth. But ultimately, Krishna is presenting this point in here. Whatever you achieve in this world is going to be frustrated. It's going to be frustrated. And this is not the... Krishna is not... This verse is so applicable. It's not that it's just because it's spoken 5,000 years ago, that's why it's not applicable today. No, it is very much applicable today. The same problems that existed thousands, millions, or quadrillions of years, that is, in material world, is still existing today. Obviously, there's this famous example of Disney World, how the person, before he left his body, before he gave up his body, he trusted the scientist. And he said, please preserve my body so that when you discover the cure for death, you revive me back again. But this sort of concoction, or you can say mental concoction one has in this material world, will never take place. Krishna has already verified the situation in material world. Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi, that Dukkha Doshanam Anudharshanam. The reality of this material world is that there is birth, there is old age, there is disease and death. And on top of that, all sorts of suffering. Misery is created by other living entities. Misery is created by natural disturbances. Misery is created by one's own mind. And that is becoming more prominent today. So this darshanam, one can actually see this reality. So So the attempt of the scientists to cure death is actually foolishness. That solution had been there for millions of years ago. It's not a new kind of discovery that is to be made. People try to solve this problem. Hiranyakashipu, for example, he knew that he had no possibility of actually trying to be immortal. So he was intelligent enough, more intelligent than the scientists today. He had a better brains than the scientists today. he realized, if I have to be immortal, I cannot do it by my own power. So that's why he prayed to Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe. When Brahma appeared to him, he asked Lord Brahma, please give me immortality. Unfortunately, the scientists today, they are so proud. Oh, because we can do some sort of research, that's why we are so great. Because we can discover something new, that's why we are great. But they don't realize whatever discovery they made is actually had been existing before. Like the discovery of atoms, the discovery of gravity, discovery of all that. The scientists like to take credit for that. But they don't want to give credit to the person who created gravity, to the person who created atom. So the scientists can be very proud in that way. But at least Hiranyakashipu was a bit more intelligent. He realized that he couldn't be powerful by his own effort. So that's why he prayed for a superior personality to benedict him this immortality. Even Lord Brahma, he says to Hiranyakashipu, I am even prone to death. So this benediction you've asked me, I can't fulfill it. I have no power to do so. So this attempt to be immortal by the atheistic kind of people, to enjoy this world, is fully frustrated. As explained by Krishna in this verse, says that the material creation is actually temporary. Very temporary. It's just like building a sand castle on the beach. And just matter of time, a big wave will come and wash off the castle. So, in this world, there has been so many castles. Castles built by Roman Empire, castles built by Egyptian Empire. They were thinking the Greek Empire. They were thinking they were so powerful, no one can conquer them. And in recent time, America has similar kind of dogma. But ultimately, time factor of this creation will destroy all this so-called dogma, so-called hallucination one has in this world. And the Mayavadis are aware, the Jnanis, the Mayavadis, they are aware of this reality. Yes, we accept that this material world is temporary. But what do? They try to cross over this material suffering by their own endeavor. They try to take to the process of neti-neti, that this material creation is not the place for existence, rather one should merge into the Brahman or the Supreme. But ultimately they also fail in that attempt, as explained by Lord Brahma. Yenye ravindaksha vimukta maninas. They think that they are liberated, but actually, no. The truth is, they are not liberated. Because one cannot cross over the material ocean by one's own endeavor. It's not possible. It's not possible by the attempt of the power of the demigods. Nor is it possible by the attempt of one's own spiritual powers. No, it is not possible. Srimad Bhagavatam earlier mentioned the so-called concept of crossing over the material existence by the help of the demigod is like compared to crossing the ocean by the help of holding the tail of a dog. Yes, we understand that dogs are good swimmers, but trying to cross over the ocean of existence by holding the tail of a dog, how far will you get? So that's why the Mayavadis think, okay, by their own spiritual power, they'll try to cross over the ocean. But how foolish is that? Krishna points out that there's no possibility to cross over this ocean of material existence. Only possibility is by His help and no other help. There's no other way. And that's why Krishna gives the method. He says that by constantly thinking of Me, how can we think of Krishna? Satatam kirtayanto mam. Always chanting Krishna's glories. By chanting Krishna's glories, the power of chanting Krishna's glories is that one is able to think of Krishna. One cannot stop thinking of Krishna. That's why it is recommended, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, that the first process to spiritual life and the conclusive process to spiritual life is hearing. Hearing such a way, hearing so wonderfully, nicely, that one can transform their heart. They are able to transform their heart, that their heart which was attached to material desires is able to gain some sort of taste, gains taste in chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is how we can understand whether we've heard Srimad Bhagavatam or we've heard the other devotees nicely. The result of hearing is chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And the result of chanting Hare Krishna and hearing Hare Krishna very nicely is that one cannot help but think of Krishna in a favorable way. One can come to that platform two ways. Either you hate Krishna or you love Krishna. If you hate Krishna, if you hate Krishna so much, you can't help but always blaspheme Krishna. That's how you can think of Krishna. Or if you love Krishna so much, all you can do is but praise Krishna, and that's how you can think of Krishna. So these are the two methods of how one can think of Krishna. But one has to chant. One has to speak about Krishna. That is the point. One has to speak about Krishna. So Kamsa, for example, he couldn't help but think of Krishna. He was always trying to find means how to kill Krishna. How can I kill Krishna? From the day when he heard that the eighth child of Devaki will kill Kamsa, and he got to understand it was Krishna who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was always trying to find ways how to kill Krishna. So he arranged big meetings, like we have meetings in Parliament, for example. But his meeting was focused on how to kill Krishna. His meeting wasn't about how to increase financial stability in society. His meeting wasn't about how to grab more tax from the society, but his meeting was solely focused on how to kill Krishna. So he would discuss with his minister. You know, I heard, and you know, you heard of that prophecy. I want to find that person, and I want to kill Krishna. So he arranged so many meetings, big meetings, just to kill Krishna. He sent Putana to kill Krishna. He sent Trinavarta to kill Krishna. So at least he was a bit more fortunate than the politicians today. Because he had a meeting focused on Krishna at least. So that is the one way of thinking of Krishna. So Narada Muni, he points out in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, I wish that I had that same intensity of Kamsa in terms of the way he was constantly thinking of Krishna. I wish I had that same intensity. Shishupal, he is another character who always thought of Krishna. He always wanted to ridicule Krishna. Somehow or other. Whenever the word Krishna was brought up, he wanted to put Krishna down. Even in assembly of personalities like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Bhishmadev and all that, he wanted to ridicule Krishna. So these demons, they were actually quite fortunate, if we really think about them. They were quite fortunate. We cannot be a demon and constantly blaspheme Krishna like this. It's not possible. It's actually a very hard process. It's a very difficult process to constantly blaspheme Krishna. That's why it's recommended that one performs devotional service. Because, in essence, we do not feel any connection with Krishna. Whereas at least the demons felt some sort of connection with Krishna. They felt that Krishna was a threat to them. Whereas we don't feel that. As the conditioned souls, we don't feel, at least I don't feel, threat from Krishna. So that's why it's recommended that one takes to the process of devotional service. Because by the process of loving devotional service, one can develop bhava, or love to Krishna. And by constantly engaging in sadhana bhakti, regulated process of devotional service, chanting and hearing, one awakens their dormant love for Krishna. And that's exhibited by the residents of Vrindavan, the Yadavas. They can't help but think of Krishna because they have love for Krishna. So this is the two ways one can think of Krishna. One can think of Krishna out of hatred, or one can think of Krishna out of love. And for us, it is recommended that we think of Krishna out of love, because that's much more easier. By the mercy of devotees, by the mercy of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, one can actually develop this dormant love. But to hate Krishna, where is that facility? There isn't that facility to constantly hate Krishna. We can hate Krishna, but we can't constantly think of Krishna in a hatred mood. We can't. It's a very, very difficult process. The Mayavadis attempt to do that in an indirect way. By thinking themselves as God, by thinking themselves as all-powerful one, I can cross over the material existence by my own endeavor. But they can't actually think of Krishna. They think of themselves as God, but they can't really think of Krishna. Whereas the demons are at least a bit more fortunate than the Mayavadis, the atheists, because they can at least think of Krishna. So for us, it is recommended that we take to the process of devotional service.
And that's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's so merciful, Mahavadanyaya. He's so merciful that he distributed his love of Krishna all over the world through the agency of Srila Prabhupada. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada's servants, ultimately the mercy of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can actually develop this love for Krishna. It's an easy process. Temple environment is created that we can glorify Krishna, we can chant, we can hear. Srila Prabhupada mentioned, if I didn't build these big temples, and if I just sat in underneath the tree, who would come and glorify Krishna? No one would be interested. So Prabhupada goes on to saying that is why he built so many temples all over the world, so that devotees can come and gather and congregationally glorify Krishna. By the help of each and every individual devotee, one is able to think of Krishna. One is able to develop love for Krishna. Yes, sometimes, even in years of practicing devotional service, devotees may fail to attempt in that endeavor to think of Krishna. Mm-hmm. And Krishna has created this environment so wonderfully, so perfectly. So, a devotee who has just come and practiced Krishna consciousness recently, he's able to say, Prabhu, I think you need to do this. You need to do this for Krishna service. All this is just to help each and every individual devotees. It's not just for the neophyte. It's just not for the new people. It's also for the advanced devotees. And that is pointed out. Bharat Maharaj, he left the association of devotees. And what happened? There was no one to help him rectify that mistake he made when he got attached to the deer. So that's why devotee association is so wonderful and so powerful, because devotees are able to help, whether they're neophyte, whether they're new or whatever, or advanced. Each and every devotee are able to help you. Everyone in this society. In this environment, one can actually develop true love for Krishna. By this simple process of loving Krishna, one can think of Krishna. And by thinking of Krishna, at the time of death, antakale chamam eva, one will surely think of Krishna, and in this way, by the mercy of Krishna, one can cross over the ocean of material suffering. Samashritaye parapallava plavam mahatparam yashomurare. That this process of crossing over material existence becomes very, very simple. One doesn't have to depend on a dog to cross over the ocean. One doesn't have to depend on one's own spiritual powers to cross over the ocean. By the power of devotional service, Krishna makes this process of crossing over the material existence so easy, so simple. Just like crossing over water that is contained in a calf footprint. So in this way, one should try to endeavor to develop their love for Krishna by hearing and chanting Krishna's glories. Thank you very much. Are there any criticism or comments or questions in this regard?
Yes,
pardon me?
Narahari
Sarkar.
Oh.
I don't know. I heard his pastime, but I just can't remember.
But all we can understand, he's such a great personality. He is a great devotee. And we should follow his footsteps. So I guess we can read something about him. I don't know where his pastimes are mentioned. Probably you can find the pastimes of all these great personalities in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada actually explains about their life history in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Otherwise, I don't know where his pastimes can be found. Yes, Prabhu.
I have a question. How to think of Krishna in general day-to-day life?
Pardon me?
How to think of Krishna in general day-to-day life?
Day-to-day life?
Like drinking water, you can think of Krishna. Seeing light, sunlight,
coming.
So give us some examples.
I'm giving the example. But the first question, how? I always find it the easiest way is actually hearing. By the hearing process, one can actually purify the consciousness. One can learn new techniques of how actually one can think of Krishna. That's why Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita is so important, so powerful. Similarly, chanting Hare Krishna is so powerful because one ingrains, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is actually ingrained in the consciousness. And in this way, one can actually think of Krishna. And how we can think of Krishna? We read Bhagavad Gita, it's explained, Krishna says, when we look at the sun, we think of Krishna's eyes or something, or the light coming from Krishna, Brahma Jyoti, or when we drink water, we think of the taste, think, oh, this is Krishna's taste.
Or
prasadam.
And preaching.
Yeah, I personally remember my father used to be a little bit heavy on me, but he did good to me in many ways. I give him a lot of credit. He would make sure that, although I don't do this at this moment, he would make sure that whenever I drink water, I had to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So even the simple process of drinking water, one can train oneself, chant Hare Krishna. And in this way, at least one can glorify Krishna, if not think of Krishna. Because when you're thirsty, you don't think of Krishna, you're thinking, oh, I'm thirsty, I really need the water. At least you chant Hare Krishna before drinking the water. Slowly, through that process, one can think of Krishna. So there are many, many ways one can think of Krishna. One can just add in the simplicity in their life. One doesn't have to change so much. One can just add. Okay, I'll make an endeavor. Whenever I drink water, I'll at least chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So that there's guaranteed that you'll be at least glorifying Krishna, not thinking of Krishna. Because it's very difficult to think of Krishna while drinking water. Because it's much more easier when we drink water, oh, I feel so relieved from the thirst. So by taking these small steps, I'll make an endeavor chanting Hare Krishna when I drink water or when I eat prasadam. Because not always that we eat prasadam in association with devotees. We may eat prasadam in Crossways or Gopal, and we don't chant Mahaprasada Govinde so easily. So that's why we chant Hare Krishna. In this way, it helps us. All this adds and helps us. Deity worship is complex, but preaching is much more easier. It's recommended for the age of Kali. Thank you very much. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki, Gaur Premanandi. Yeah.